Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. See, I want to get back to the love. Let's start love over. Come on.
Let's start love over.
I was 9 years old, I realized there was a role. At the end, I would win lots of pots of gold. Days when I used to have my play clothes on, I would make up my rhymes, the middle of Voltron. But you learn what the earth do, breaking curfew. Hit the park when it's dark, make a stand like a podium. Niggas had a box in a strip of linoleum. Some break a boogie, but those that don't was usually a fighter. Rolling easy wider, sending people to the store for a soda and a lighter. A real cool cat that would let you keep a dollar. But now things changing, it's the days of tomorrow. The little kids is big now, they push your wig now. Can't send them to the store, but you can send them for raw. So I speak my mind and put them on my vine and give them one big push for all mankind.
Taking, rapping for a joke, a passing hope, or a phrase with a rope. Whatever happened to the caddies, white walls and spokes, crates and records, turntables, plenty of folks. Remember in the street playing touch football? Look, y'all, did somebody get mad and then bounce with their football? 24-hour block parties, everybody on the whole block, pissy off dark party. Adults used to think I was scheming, but I was dreaming to one day make a hot album and have them all fiending. Now every time I rhyme, I can tell that you like it. You nursing the tunes like the mind of a psychic. Your mind is weary, floating like a dove, sweating and things as if you was making love. Control the craft so they could accept it. Total concentration is the perfect method. So start love over.
I remember everybody, I loved everybody. It wasn't all this player hate, all this jealousy, all this envy. It was the love.
Hey yo, hip hop, set out in the park. What? We used to do it out in the dark. All night long until the cops made the score. Until somebody moms pulled the stench and cord from the window. Please on, thinking you fresh, trying to press. Shorty with the baby hair pushed down on her forehead. Ponytail swaying, she hot. Standing like she bow-legged, but she not. You remember them days? That's when crack was infecting blacks like that. Just drink a little Valentine ale, little reefer. Friday night, go check out Star Child at the fever. Now it's all corrupt, over rap, you might get bust. Say the wrong thing and end up in a permanent sling. Went from shell tops to hollow tops. Used to rock the bus stop, now we electric slide from the cops. Lost some veterans in this, that ain't keeping it real. Now with God they chill, over a record deal. Always the good ones to go, never the enemies die. To this day I wonder why they took my man B.I. No time to yell rhymes in the microphone. I take this more serious than just a poem. Rock party to party, why yo out the door. But tear it up y'all, let's start love all over.
Start it
over.
We need to start love.
Somebody tell me,
come on,
where's the love? Peace, 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 and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of Do Knowledge Radio, a place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Allah, and this is our Solidarity Saturday episode. Extremely honored and privileged to have with us the CEO of Kelly Entertainment Productions, who comes to us in the righteous name, our brother Vicky Kelly. That phone number to call in, family, 515-605-9360. Again, 515-605-9360. Press one with your questions, with your comments. It becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce to some and present to others. This afternoon's guest here live on Do Knowledge Radio, my brother, your brother, Vicky Kelly, is in the building. What's going on, my brother?
How you doing, man?
Hey, man, trying to be like you when I grow up, man. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. Well, what's that now?
I said I'm trying to be like you when I grow up, brother. You know?
Oh, nah, ain't nothing to it. Just trying to tell a story, you know?
That's right.
Get some history.
That's right.
Get some people some history.
Long overdue. So, you know, we always begin with an introduction. So if you want to take, you know, some time to introduce yourself to the family, you know what I mean? Let them know who you are, and we could go from there.
All right. My name is Ricky Kelly. I'm the director of Black Beach, White Beach, A Tale of Two Beaches. I live out of Durham, North Carolina. Happily married man, a wife and beautiful daughter and a stepson. I got into filmmaking late in life. I was attending the Myrtle Beach bike rallies and decided to, and seeing some of the mistreatment of our people down there, and I decided to tell the story.
Okay. So how long did it take you to get started, you know, with the film?
Well, I've been working on it for about 3.5 years now, and we're finally finishing up. Hopefully, it'll be ready at the end of November, planning to release it. But it's been a long road coming, you know. We go down for 2 weeks every year and attend both bike rallies and get as much footage as possible. And then, of course, throughout the year, a lot of research and a lot of trips down and learning the communities and that type of thing.
So is it really as segregated as you say?
Well, I mean, it's always been segregated since you know, beginning of time. I mean, after we had desegregation in 1968. That's when the problems began for Atlantic Beach. I'm going to give you a little backstory to what's going on. In Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, there's two Memorial Day, well, there's two bike rallies, huge bike festivals. The Black Bike Week is doing Memorial Day weekend every year. And it got its roots from a place called Atlantic Beach, which is where everything started at. Atlantic Beach is a black beach, is where only, you know, like I said before, desegregation, this is the only beach that black folks could go to.
Mm-hmm.
And after desegregation, we kind of left, you know. We thought that, I guess, the white man's hotels and accommodations are better than what we were used to. So our people, when I say our people, my ancestors, actually my parents met in Atlantic Beach. So I have a strong kinship to this place. But over the years, while we left, when we left and took our money to down the road to Myrtle Beach, there was a big bike festival that started in 1980. And it just blew from 200 people to now over 350,000 to almost 500,000 people come every year. And we bring $40-50 million in a weekend to Myrtle Beach's economy. But this little black community that's in dire straits, you know, they're struggling. they're not getting any revenue from all that money that we're bringing in. I mean, they're getting their booth rent and stuff like that. You know, some of the landowners down there rent out, you know, their land for the weekend. But other than that, there's no cut of that $40 or $50 million that Myrtle Beach receives. And I wanted to tell that story.
So is it, you know, would you say, is there a goal to try to divert some of that attention back to Atlantic Beach?
Yes, that, you know, that would be a goal to see that economy thrive. Because right now, like I said, it's a small township. It's only a few blocks wide. You know, that was what the parcel landed that some black landowners bought back in 1934. It was some doctors and lawyers that came to get, you know, because we didn't have a choice back in the
right.
day. We had to have our own
right.
stuff. So they bought this parcel of land or this beach, and it stayed that way right up until like now. I mean, it's still here, but the economy, there's no infrastructure. They have a city council. They have a mayor, a chief of police. There's only a two police force. It's a really small city, city, but it's in dire straits. Like I said, and I'd like for the goal to be that some of that money that we bring down to this event, that all these black people and a lot of our people, we come and we have no idea about Atlantic Beach. They just going down to Myrtle Beach for the fun, to ride their motorcycles. They don't know the history of why they're there, you know, and that's what this movie is about, to tell the history and inform people. So maybe we can bring some dollars back into that economy and bring them back to the days of old when they were, you know, successful, because Atlantic Beach was thriving right up until, you know, desegregation, of course. You know, it was like the Black Wall Street, you know, it was like
right.
the Black Beach of America, you know.
Yeah, I think unfortunately here in America, a lot of that has happened to many of our, you know, businesses, you know, many of the properties that we own and things that were passed down from generation to generation, you know, that our ancestors worked very hard for, but us not having a connection to it in a lot of cases, or us not having to do that toil, that work, you see what I'm saying, in order to establish it, I think it's a lot easier for, you know, the future generations to just discard it altogether. You see what I'm saying? It's just like a house that's in your generation that your grandfather or your great-grandfather or your great-grandmother might have left in the family, you see, and land, and what that meant to our ancestors versus what it means today, you know, with all of this gentrification and, you know, all of these things that are going on, all these tactics that are used,
right.
you know, to get us to devalue, you know, that, you know, which was in our families, you know, within our bloodline, you know, it was the passing of the blood, the passing of the story. So I think it's very, very fitting that, you know, you chose an opportunity like this. You could have made a documentary about anything, you see what I'm saying? But to tell the story, you see, to bring that back into, you know, material view of our people and say, hey, look, like, you don't want to miss this, you see what I'm saying? This is a part of our legacy. This is a part of our ancestry.
Exactly.
So, right. So kudos to you and to your family, you know, for coming up with this idea. What about your production company? Can you talk to us about that? You know, when you got started, how you got started, you know, some of the things that go along with that.
Well, again, I ride bikes, and for years I was going to the festival, to the Black Bike Week. And then I went to the White Bike Week, which is the week prior, and I could see the differences in how they treated us. You know, I mean, obvious, blatant differences, you know, police everywhere. And then when you go to the White Rally, which was the Harley-Davidson, which is called the Harley-Davidson Bike Week or White Bike Week, they could do what they wanted to. You know, they enjoyed all the fun of Myrtle Beach without the police presence, without the harassment. The businesses were welcoming, and it was just a whole different atmosphere. When we get there, they start closing down businesses. They jack up hotel rates, you know, I mean, incredible. From $99 one week to to 269 the following week when we get there. You know what I'm saying? It's just blatant discrimination that goes on in that city. And, of course, I had to tell that story. That's what started all this. That was, like, just from years of seeing this. And I was telling one of my friends who passed away that I was going to tell this story one day. When he passed away, you know, that inspired me right then. That was like my moment that said, well, look, man, you know, JB will want you to tell this story. You know what I'm saying? And that's where we at, you know. So I told my wife, you know, I said, babe, I want to do the documentary and tell the story. And she, of course, supported me. And my queen has been, you know, my biggest support system. My family has been my biggest support system. They're with me right now as we speak, you know. But that's what it is. My production company is just, like I said, I'm a new filmmaker. And you know, if I don't make another movie, I just had to tell this story. And I think, you know, I put the time in, I put the research in and the hard work that it takes. Because, you know, when I first started, I was like, man, this is going to be simple. You know, go down, tape a couple of weeks, you know, the white bike week, and then tape the black bike week and tell that story. But it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, you know. So, it, like I said, it took 3.5 years to, and now we're almost at fruition. So it's been a long time coming. I got a lot of people to help me along the way. I want to give a shout out to Chris Everett. He's the director of Wilmington's on Fire, which is another phenomenal documentary. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but Wilmington on Fire explores the coup d'etat of Wilmington, North Carolina. They had a Black Wall Street, and the white people came in one day and just burned them out, you know, and took their land. So Chris, the director of that film, has been a great inspiration and support system for me. It's just been a lot of, you know, a lot of people that's helped me along the way to tell this story.
Okay, so let's talk about the obvious thing, I guess, you know, November. How did you feel, you know, when your name was called to be nominated, for your film to be nominated for a Black Power Award?
You know, it's crazy how I got the information of that, but I'm honored, you know, to be there. I'm honored to be amongst my people because I went to a black college. I went to HBCU. You know, I love my people, and I want so much. There's so many stories to tell of our people and our struggle, and I want to be an inspiration to people. Say, look, I tell people all the time, if I can make a documentary, you can make a documentary. There's so many stories out here that need to be told that, you know, they're not giving the money to, and I took my own money to do this, you know, and you just want to do it right. You got to honor the people that you're telling the story for. If you do that part, everything else will fall into place, you know. So I'm honored. I love my people, you know, and I did this for my people, you know. So to be standing amongst, you know, greatness, people that, you know, that I admire and that I see on, you know, in the conscious community, hey, it's a great blessing, man. You know, I'm excited. I feel like I'm going to the Academy Awards, real talk. My family is like.
That's right. Yeah, I definitely share the same sentiment. You know, last year was the first year, and you know, I became like one of the biggest advocates. You see what I'm saying? Just because to be able to see, you know, something of our own, you know, to someone to have that kind of vision, to envision a space where Black people or African people could come together and celebrate one another. You know, we got a long legacy of long suffering in this country. You know, where we come together at somebody's transition, you know, the whole family, everybody comes out. But why are we coming out? We're coming out not in the space of celebration. We're coming out in the space, even though among our people, you know, we call it a going home ceremony. You see what I'm saying? Which is common amongst us. But that can't be the only reason why we come together. You see what I'm saying? So if we can come together in tragedy, we can come together in triumph. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, this is just one of opportunities that are very vital to, you know, be able to see, you know, our family come together in the best manner and celebrate one another truly while we're here, you know, versus, you know, when somebody transitions, we come together and say, hey, you know, we got to stop coming together like this. We got to be in contact more. So this is another opportunity to build those bridges and establish those networks. Because you are definitely correct on a lot of the stories not, you know, being told. Like, we hear about them, but we don't have the visuals to put together. And, you know, from what I saw, you know, from the trailer, I think this is going to be a very excellent, you know, documentary that y'all putting forth. You see what I'm saying? So, and there's a lot of stories to be told. You know, there's some brothers and sisters that transition that we wish we had some film for. So we just got to rely on YouTube for a little snippet. You see, you know, documentaries are kind of personal. You see what I'm saying? So we're getting your view,
exactly.
We're getting your perception, but we're getting closer to, you know, to the people. You see, so that, I think that's a very beautiful, beautiful contribution. So, you know, I definitely look forward to it.
Well, it's been well received. A lot of people have they like it, you know, or love it, you know, love the history of it, you know, because, you know, your first thought of Myrtle Beach, for people on this coast, you know, they think, you know, is motorcycles and beautiful black women and just, you know, fun in the sun and you know, that story's been told before. You know what I'm saying? I have to tell what's really going on so our people can know what to expect when they get there, how they, you know, because a lot of people come, never been every year, new people, and they get down there and you do the smallest thing will get you locked up in South Carolina. You know what I'm saying? They don't play down. It ain't like you can just go down there and go, oh, well, I'm just going to walk around with a beer in my hand. Something as simple as that will get you. And they got pay-to-play kind of thing. You know, you pay, you can get out of jail right then. You know what I'm saying? Most cities, you know, they don't want to hear that. They just, you got to go to court and go through the process. No,
right.
In South Carolina, you pay to play, you know, basically. So it was frustrating, you know, for myself to see some of the treatment, you know. But, again, I hope that this movie will show people and will show the people that are in power. Look, this is how you treat people. This is not how you treat people, you know. We're guests. We come there. We bring all this money to your economy. All we want to be is respected and treated like decent citizens. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they had a situation. I'd be remiss if I didn't tell it. But in 2014, there was a shooting. Three people got killed, okay? They used that as a catalyst to really bring it, like, damn near the National Guard kind of thing. You know, that was those people that were shot, they were some locals that got into the beef on Facebook. It didn't have anything to do with the bike festival itself, but they used that as, you know, a way to clamp down on us, you know? And it's like, before then, they never had a problem. All these years, since 1980, nobody's been murdered. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, they use that. And it's wrong. And it's frustrating, you know, because I've spent a lot of money now. And people go down there thinking you're going to have fun, and next thing you know, you locked up on something as simple as jaywalking. I mean, it's just, it's petty, you know? But, I think the movie explains all this well, and with the backdrop of the history of why we're there and how it all came to be, I think it's going to bring a lot of attention to that area, a lot of positive attention to that area where people can come down again and spend money and spend it in the right places with our people, and we can build back up to where we were, to where when my parents were there, you know, when the times were good, you know.
Right.
But I'm very passionate about this. This is my baby. You were talking about, you know, right, this is my baby. You know, it's like, what did your girl say? I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit. I can't, you know, I'm real talk. You know, that's it. You know, I love this. I'm proud of what I did. I'm a man of, you know, I feel like if it wasn't up to par, I wouldn't even, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to play with history like that. You know, a lot of people can just play games and just put anything out, but I refuse to do that. You know what I'm saying? I refuse to give people, you know, to beat our people and not be true, you know.
Definitely. And if, you know, if you look at it from the perspective, if you didn't do it, who would do it, you know? Who would, you
exactly.
know, it might be a lot of people who, might be aware of it, but when it comes time to do it, you know, a lot of us won't do it. You know what I mean? Or to think that we're not qualified, or think that, you know, somebody from Hollywood got to do it, case may be. So I think that, again, that's a standard bearer in regards to setting that example and, you know, taking that role on to be able to, you know, show the people like, hey, you know, a determined idea, boom, you can see it to fruition, you know. So,
well,
so
I
want to see
with your platform and bringing it out here and helping me, you know, spread the word on the whole nother East, you know, West Coast, and what you're doing as far as for our people, man, you know, keep it up. We just, you know, the more we know, the better we are, you know. So education is the key, and what you bring into the people is knowledge. So thank you for that.
That's right. I mean, like, you know, the goal here is to, you know, when we started this broadcast, we had a couple of things in mind. We started, you know, to pay homage to our ancestors, you know, pay homage to those elders, people among our generation, so, you know, people who had made sacrifices and things like that, that may have not got the recognition, or, you know, those who have faded away because, you know, we got a goldfish memory when it comes to our people. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, you might know somebody, and then we go on to the next best thing, you know, but also those people that are growth emerging, people who are on the rise and given, you know, opportunities. And I spend my time on social media looking for brothers and sisters to celebrate, brothers and sisters who may have business, knowledge, skills, abilities, you know, the artists, whatever. You still have the opportunity to say, hey, you know, come on here and promote yourself. You see what I'm saying? Like, this is a guest-centered platform versus a host-centered. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, same with you initially. I just reached out, like, hey, brother, you know, congratulations on your nomination. Boom, you know, so the family can know, you know. So that way we know who's around us. You see? So if we got ideas, like, you know, I think we lost the brother. All right, we're just going to wait for the brother to call back in. Again, just want to remind the family that, you know, we are on 7 days a week, and if you like what you heard, you can subscribe to the show here, www.blogtalkradio.com/DothKnowledgeRadio. That's DothKnowledgeRadio. Subscribe to the show here. You can follow the show on Twitter, @KnowledgeBorn15. So again, if you're listening, artist, MC, author, poet, business owner, entrepreneur, you have knowledge, skills, and abilities that are vital, viable to our people. You could hit us up at doknowledgeradio@gmail.com, or you have show ideas, or you've got brothers and sisters that you know of that wants to be on the platform. You could email us at doknowledgeradio@gmail.com. So again, www.blogtalkradio.com/DothKnowledgeRadio, or email us at DothKnowledgeRadio@gmail.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, DothKnowledgeRadio on YouTube. And again, we're on 7 days a week, so any day of the week, you can catch us on. So I see our brothers back on. We're going to go back to the phone line to bring our brother back in. Yep.
Hello, brother. I'm sorry. I lost my signal. How are you?
It's all good. It's all good. Yeah, I was saying, like, you know, the functionality of the platform was for that particular purpose, you see. So, you know, for our brothers and sisters who have knowledge, skills, and abilities that are there for our people, we give them a platform, you know. So, you know, hopefully from these interactions, somebody says, hey, you know, I heard you on this platform, and, you know, we're looking to do, you know, some video production, or, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, bring you some business too. You see what I'm saying? So a lot of people have talents and skills. So, you know, use that referral network, you know. And you said you were in North Carolina, right?
Right. Durham, North Carolina. Raleigh, Durham, that
right.
Area. Yep.
Okay.
So, we do video production. Anything. I'm not into doing, like videos, you know, hip hop videos type thing. I'm more of, you know, big screen type thing, big thing. I just haven't really done. I'm almost 50 years old, so I let these young people do the rap videos and all
right.
that. But but other than that, any weddings, anything, any video production, of course, we can make it happen. But again, I appreciate you putting me on your platform and reaching out to me, and I look forward. You will be in Georgia, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we'll be there.
Shaking your hands.
Right. We got nominated for Internet Radio. So, for the family that's listening, this is the voting time. So you got an opportunity to go to www.blackpowerawards.com, click on nominations, and make sure y'all nominate our brother Ricky Kelly and his family, for this Tale of Two Beaches right here. This is a historical offering, for our family. So, boom, make sure y'all go out there and use your vote. Make your vote count, man, for our brother out there.
Likewise. Send me your link so I can put it on my page for your page too. So we can share your link so you get some votes as well. You definitely got mine, for sure.
Appreciate it. So I know you said if you don't do another documentary, I know you got something else up your sleeve.
I got a couple of things that I'd like to do. I'm just trying to do one thing at a time. But yeah, as far as it's a few things I'd like to see done. I'd like to do. I'd like to. I'd like to. I'd like to do. It's a brother here that I went to St. Augustine's University, right? And it's a coach called Coach Williams. He's an incredible motivator. He's like when you think of basketball, you think of Mike Krzyzewski and Dean Smith and people like that. Well, he is, for track and field, the greatest coach of all time. He's coached three Olympic teams. He coached my college to 26 out of 28 double-A championships. Just a great motivator, and I'd love to tell his story. So trying to talk to him and see what we can do on that. But anything I do is going to be geared towards my people, sound, whatever, take it how they want. But, everything that I'm doing, because we behind, We got so
right.
much that we need to catch up. So I'm a firm believer of trying to bring us to the forefront first,
Separate That's right.
anything like that. My audience is targeted towards black and white people. But I know what I was put on this earth to do, and it was to tell the stories for my people, so that's where we at.
Okay. So you got any final thoughts for the people? Again, any acknowledgments? Where the people can get the finished product when you're done, and anything like that, social media links, all of that stuff.
Okay, my Black Beach, White Beach page. We have a YouTube page, and we have another Facebook page. So you can see, I got seven trailers until we drop the movie at the end of November. And seven. We plan to drop the movie at the end of November, and it should be on Vimeo, iTunes, of course, hard copy DVDs. We got Kookaloras Film Festival coming up in November. We're waiting to after that to release the film. Kookaloras, shout out to Kookaloras Film Festival. They gave us our first shot at screening our film, and they've been a great resource for us. But yeah, after that, just look for the film. See me on Facebook. You should be able to get it, $19.99. And for the hard copy and the Vimeo should be $9.99. But look for it. And I'll have something for you when I see you down there at the in Georgia.
Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it.
Thanks again. And I'm sorry for all the distractions. I got my family with me going on a little road trip. And
we got to get it.
Got behind. That's it.
Hey, y'all.
But
y'all travel
again,
light,
brother.
Love and honor to your family. You know what I'm saying? Y'all travel light. You know, safe travels, travel mercy.
Thanks for having me. Black Beach, White Beach. Check us out.
All right, brother. Brother Ricky Kelly, Tale of Two Beaches, Black Beach, White Beach. Make sure y'all check it out. Make sure y'all subscribe to his page on YouTube. You know, support the brother and be looking out for this magnificent film. So, you know, that was that. Again, if you'd like to subscribe to the show, www.blogtalkradio.com/Blue Knowledge Radio. Catch us tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as we pay tribute and honor to our African ancestor, Kwame Nkrumah. I had a solo return on Thursday, so we're going to have, you know, some brothers and sisters come on, share their thoughts about Kwame Nkrumah on tomorrow, Revolutionary Sunday, episode 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Monday, we have Shakti Speaks with Shakti Everlasting Peace Earth. Will be in the building, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tuesday, the Book of Bricks series. Wednesday, Black Survival. Thursday, Sankofa Circle. And Friday, we'll have our brother, Rosette. Amin Ra will be in the building this Friday here on Doom Knowledge Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Definitely going to be a powerful show. One of the day ones here from Doom Knowledge Radio. As a matter of fact, the first song that was ever played on the broadcast was courtesy of our brother, Rosette. Amin Rosette will be in the building. And Saturday, it's looking like we're going to get 144,000, the whole squad on here on Deep Knowledge Radio to close out the month. So definitely a lot going on. Subscribe to the show. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Don't forget to check us out this evening on African Liberation School with the second installment of our brother, you know, Chief Priest of Hinimisu, our brother Unc Benu. And the Hinimisu tribe will be in the building reviewing Remembering Osir, the second installment. We definitely want the family to be in the building. And that's on Get This Wisdom Live YouTube channel. Make sure you go and subscribe to that channel on YouTube, Get This Wisdom Live. African Liberation School, every Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be on there. But the second part of this four-part series. So, you know, you don't want to miss that. And, again, we're going to be there. So, you know, make sure you check that out. It's going to be a great and thought-provoking opportunity. So we're going to be there. And also this week, this Friday, myself and Doggy Diamonds will be on Talk with the Titans TV. Our brother Kalam L will be there. 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So definitely make sure you look out for that. It's going to be a great opportunity to, you know, going forward. So with that, say peace, love, Black Power. Make sure you go check out my brother Brick the Foundation, www.itsmebrick.com. That's ITSMEBRICK.com. Make sure you check out Shakti Everlasting Peace Earth and the illustrious team of Get This Wisdom Magazine. Subscribe there at www.getthiswisdommagazine.com. Check out United Front, www.ufasafo.com. Check out my brother Tahir RBG, www.tahirrbg.com. And also make sure you go and you vote, and get your tickets, get that weekend pass for the second annual Black Power Awards, www.blackpowerawards.com. So with that, we're going to say peace, love, Black Power. See you tomorrow. Conscious.
this rap. Nah, homie, we off that. This warfare music, don't dare confuse it. Barrel of that fully looking something like a pool stick. 100 shot extension plus another with a full clip. I'm hardcore like the center of a beach. Known to bring war in the middle of your street. Vaseline's demeanor, hard like a winter breeze. Ready for the beat, straight swarm on my enemies. Bomb like Tel Aviv, more arms than centipedes. Rebel with the chrome, hair blown, John Kennedy. Slaughter Caucasians, Crystal Lake, I'm chasing. Interrogations, down at the station. No one knows, mouth closed like a mason. Wondering who worse, this white boy or Satan. Good ship Jesus, packed up Plankton. On the same boat, you was Kunta, I was Nat. You was running from them crackers, I was running them back. Llama on my side, no problem to let it fly. Fact is, I'ma be in drama till I die. My life, something like a Jim Brown movie. Beefing with the mob punk pigs trying to shoot me. Surging with the pump, put in work with the Uzi. Or let that Max Fit rip your ass like a loose.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Share your O with something like Ray and Ghost. Only built for warriors, killers, and cutthroats. For the supporters, this for the warriors. Got hands that'll smack hydrogens out of water. When push come to shove, shove come to slug. I don't condone drugs, so why plug the plug? Still killer even with a smile on my mug. Jerk at the RBG Awards, but it's all
and
love.
If it isn't grudge, why do I feel this way? Why black power stay on my mind? Get in line.
Suckers acting like they wanted to, they see that blue steel. You don't know what beef is, homeboy, you need to chill.
Yeah.
My 4-4 pops, the got her for sure shot. Trey Black and Doc Mott, warlord and a warlock. Buckshots and rock spots, turn cops to pork chops. Crushed like Carthage, crashing on Camelot. Divine architect from Kemet to Angle Rock.
Ostapo's in the house, can't stop, won't stop. Off and on, it's on. Off and on, it's on. Off and on, it's on. Off
yeah.
And on, off and on, it's on.
Yo, so advanced, I'm late and early, little fella. Your future's in my past, a male version of Sierra. Kill the ambassador, rap with the hologram of Coachella. African centered, self-centered with the metal. Fly guy, keep my head high. This beat is body, better off dead, why? Oh, with Shay like O'Shea and Dre. Natural born killers, then I throw away the throwaway.
Stop my Jay Black. Needle green.
Yeah.
Matter of fact,
rap satisfied, truth get magnified. Wake up passerby half the time and take the hacking line. Batio Force in Star Wars, I'm Dito Green. Skill evader with the pen and paper, exposing the Palpatines. What I live and breathe, heard the people missing green. Slap a tom once a week so my points never misconceived. Ain't for dancing, it's to motivate the brother standing. I only rap ratchet if my hand around a cannon. Him at the hooded clan and Uncle Sam and Samson. Let me show you, I wrote a pamphlet for signs of understanding. I'm like years ahead of succumbing to white fear. I fight bears, replay volume one and hear a pioneer that raises your babies to shoot down flying deer. This is hotter permits not. Pick a fryer here. In my ear, we fire here. We don't hire here. I got tired ears from young thugs that be rhyming with. Strength in my heart, my core, my leg, and my arms. Power in my songs. Ain't for praises for alarm. Cause you people too calm. Wolf slaying the fawns. Acting through an acting. Serve the king you played a pawn. Chess move. Checkmate and less moves. Leave your face redder than Deadpool. Life in a cesspool. Power from the wisdom cells. Burn through Winterfell. Can't move like a knife. They choose to take a L. Populated nations reduced by administrations. Purchase contamination, self-inflicted decimation. Investigation ain't needed, history being repeated. You ain't the right type, consider yourself deleted. It be like Beetle back, I be like, nah, I'm still redeeming. From an extended off-season, I ain't even got my reason. Veteran instincts, my seasoning ain't for eating. It's for freedom, redemption, and these governments defeated.
Off and on, it's on. Off and on, it's on. Off and on, off and on, it's on. Off and on, it's on.